We're doing the Sefer Or HaShanim, which is a quick summary of Taryag Mitzvot. And the Sefer goes in the order of the day. Every Friday we learn 5 minutes and we try to encompass a few Mitzvot. Now this Sefer not only encompasses Taryag Mitzvot, but it also gives us a lot of important Hashkafa and things to do that are a little bit beyond the Mitzvah, good ways to behave. So this is one of the things that he's going to tell us that are a good thing to do. It's not obligatory, but it's a good thing to do. Kshiyotze mipetach beito, when a person leaves the entrance of his house, yomar, he should say, hareini mistakel b'mzuzah shmikva b'bayit zeh. I'm looking, I'm taking note of the mitzvah that was established in this house. And if it's his own house, he should say, b'beiti, in my house. Lekayem mitzvat aseh, to perform the biblical commandment that my master created me, likva mzuzah b'bayit, to set a mezuzah in the home. Shneimar, as the verse says, uchtavtam al mezuzot beitecha uvisharecha. Write mezuzahs, write these verses on the doorposts of your home and your gates. So we write it, we establish it, that's the performance of the mitzvah, and we should take note of that mitzvah. That mitzvah is to remind us, what do we write there? We write the first parasha Shema. Listen, O Israel, Hashem is one. Hashem gives us a commandment to learn the Torah, to perform the Torah. And then the second parasha, which tells us the importance of performing the mitzvos, regardless if we're in Israel or in Chutz Laretz, and what we'll get if we perform mitzvos and if we don't perform mitzvos, and the importance of teaching the Torah to our children. So we place these in on our doorpost in the mezuzah, and umeniach ha'etzba ala umnashek ota, and one places his finger on the mezuzah and kisses it. Kmo shetiknu chazal, as our sages instituted, that one should kiss the mezuzah when he leaves the home, and when one does what our sages instituted, he is in performance of the biblical positive commandment and the biblical prohibition that revolve around maintaining the what our sages commanded us. Ba'azara kodem sheikanes lebet hakneset, when he enters the hall, when he enters the end room before entering the shul, yishemeat, he should pause a little bit, ve'itol yadav, he should wash his hands. We wash our hands in preparation for prayer. And this is for every prayer. One should wash his hands from an atla. Our sages instituted, just like in the temple, they'd wash their hands from a vessel, so too every person should wash his hands from a vessel prior to each prayer. The yomar, when he's washing his hands, he should say, "Hareini notel yadai letfilah." I'm washing my hands in preparation for prayer. Kmo shetiknu chazal, as our sages instituted, v'asmachu akra, and they aligned it with the verse that says, "Echatz benikayon kapai." I wash my hands with cleanliness as I come to go around your altar. Lekayem, and when I'm doing this, being that our sages instituted that we wash our hands prior to prayer, so when I'm doing this, I'm fulfilling a rabbinic commandment, and every rabbinic commandment is a fulfillment of two biblical commandments. A biblical commandment to obey what the sages said, and a biblical prohibition from not obeying what they said. The Yomaron, a person should say, Ribono Shlolam, Master of the World, Bizchut Shloshet Avot Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov, in the merit of the forefathers Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, I have come to pray my prayer before you. The Yomar, and he should say as he enters the shul, Bevet Elokim Nalech Beragesh, in the house of God we walk with excitement. Vani Borov Chastecha, or we walk swiftly. Vani Borov Chastecha Avo Beitecha, and with your great kindness, God, I come to your home. Eshtachave Lechal Kodshcha Biratecha, I bow to your holy altar in fearfulness of you. And afterwards the person says, behold, I am entering with awe and fear our miniature temple. You know that God says, I will establish miniature temples for the Jews when they are in exile. Chazal taught us this is a reference to our shuls. Our synagogues are referred to as miniature temples. And when I walk into a shul and I behave in awe and fear, I am fulfilling the biblical commandment that God created me, lira min hamikdash, to have fear of the temple. There's a special mitzvah that when we enter the temple, we should have awe, we should behave with fear. As the verse says, umikdashi tirau, have fear of my temple. So when we enter a shul and we behave that way, we don't talk about stocks in shul. We don't speak idle chatter in shul. We leave it all for when we leave shul. So that's part of the obligation we have to treat the shul with fear and awe. We're entering God's presence. So then when we do this, so we're fulfilling this biblical commandment. And the second one enters shul, one is supposed to bow facing the altar. And he should say, Matobu alecha Yaakov mishkinotecha Yisrael. How good are your tents, Jacob, your places of where God is found among you, Israel. Hashem avdimon betecha mekom mishkan kvodecha. Hashem, I like your place, your home, and the place where you rest your honor. Vanish tachave, etc. And I bow to your holy altar, fear. My prayer should be at a time of goodwill, etc. And when we bow, we should have in mind, I'm bowing to you, Hashem, and not the idols. And this is a fulfillment of the biblical prohibition. We have a prohibition from bowing to any idol, even though some idols, that's not the way you worship them. The Torah prohibits bowing to any idol, regardless if that's its form of worship. Shnamaras, the verse says, "Lo tishtachave lehim." You're not allowed to bow to any idols, the verse says. Vehu adin ad tashlum alba avodat pnim nisuch vekter veikriv lehim. And so too, we are prohibited from doing the four special services of libation, burning something before them, or bringing them a sacrifice. So when we walk into shul, what we learned today, when we leave our homes, so we look at the mezuzah, that's in fulfillment of the mitzvah that we establish a mezuzah at the entrance to our homes. When we walk into the shul, we wash our hands, that's fulfilling the rabbinic commandment to wash our hands in preparation for prayer. We enter and ask Hashem that we're entering in the merit of our three forefathers, and we're fulfilling the biblical commandment to have fear and awe of the temple, and this is a miniature temple. When we enter the shul, we bow towards the ark and we say Matovo Alecha Yaakov, etc. And when we bow, we have in mind that we're performing the biblical mitzvah to bow to Hashem and not bow to idols, as we are prohibited to do four performances of service that we do to Hashem for idols. What are those four performances? Bowing, libation, burning, and bringing a sacrifice. So this is where we'll leave off for today.